Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dime.
Hello, everybody. Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. I wanted to take a moment to apologize that I haven't been posting many podcasts this month of July, but to be honest with you, I haven't really found too many topics to go over in shows. Not that things aren't happening, but nothing really worthy of 10-minute shows has been coming up too often, and I don't want to do shows on topics that I don't have a strong opinion about or topics that I feel are kind of boring or overdone, because then it lessens the quality of the show, in my opinion. So, you know, since only baseball is running right now, it is a little hard to find shows. And of course, I could go over individual games or division races as they go game by game, but those shows would lose their meaning or value over a couple of weeks because people wouldn't even remember what game we were talking about. So I know I haven't done the Brett Favre topic. I was going to, and then I decided I didn't want to. I'm sick and tired of the whole thing, to be honest with you. When he finally does sign somewhere or there's some resolution, I'll probably have a wrap-up show, but I don't want to comment on him. Everybody knows that he's a media whore at this point, and I don't need to elaborate on that. But if you have any questions or ideas that you want featured on the show, I'm always open to suggestions. So, like I say at the end of every show, you can always email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com. I'm more than open to suggestions and questions you might want answered or anything else. I'll definitely get into the show. And yeah, so I just wanted to bring that up. Obviously, when football, basketball, hockey all start up again, we won't have any problem getting back to doing a show every day or every other day, but it's been a little difficult finding stories lately. But one story that came up this week was the Yankees going to Pittsburgh and acquiring Domaso Marte and Xavier Nady. Both great acquisitions for the New York Yankees, and these are the kind of acquisitions that don't provide fireworks like getting a superstar like a Matt Holliday would, but these are the kind of decisions that a general manager makes that just help the team. And you look at the fact that the Yankees didn't give up any top prospects. They did give up a few prospects, but they didn't give up on Ian Kennedy, they didn't give up Phil Hughes, they didn't give up any of their top prospects in making this deal. And they add Domaso Marte, who is a very reliable pitcher for your bullpen. And he's a left-hander that can get both lefties and righties out, which is rare. He's a much more reliable setup man than LaTroy Hawkins and Kyle Farnsworth have been and will be. So adding a guy that can bridge the gap to Rivera from the 8th to the 9th is a huge deal, especially since Jabba Chamberlain, who was in that role, has been moved to the starting rotation. And Xavier Nady was another great addition because he essentially replaces Hideki Matsui, who's probably not coming back this season with an injured knee. If he does come back, all the better for the Yankees. But Hideki Matsui was a guy that was batting .323 and had a bit of pop in his bat. And then you look at Nady, who's got 50 runs, 13 home runs, and 57 RBIs with a .330 batting average. A little bit of pop and just a guy that gets base hits. And on the Yankees, that's plenty because there will always be runners on. There will always be opportunities to make offense happen. The Yankees just need a guy like this, just like they had in Hideki Matsui, to just go out there and get hits. And Nady can do that for them. So I'm not saying that Marte and Nady are the equivalent of Chamberlain in the 8th and Matsui in your lineup, but they're adequate replacements. And the way the Yankees have been rolling since the All-Star break, and even a little before it, they're right back in the hunt in the AL East. And it shouldn't surprise anybody, because every year they get counted out, and every year they come back and get right in the thick of things. And you can say to me, well, what about the show you did about a month back saying the Yankees were no good? And I did do that show, and I don't take it back. It's been a pretty remarkable run for the Yankees. They obviously have the offense. They've always had the offense. But you look at their pitching, and Chamberlain has done an excellent job transitioning into being a starting pitcher. Andy Pettitte is solid enough. He's not a true ace, but he's definitely solid enough for this offense. But I thought losing Wong, especially, this team would just collapse. But Sidney Ponson, of all people, who's never been a good pitcher, he's always been not even average. He's always been a below-average pitcher. He's got a 4 ERA with a 6-1 record. And the big story in the Yankees pitching staff is Mike Mussina, who has only had an ERA under 4.4 once over the last four seasons. All of a sudden this year, he's got 13 wins with a 3.26 ERA. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's rewinded the clock 6 years, and he's pitching like he was in his prime. And it's a pretty remarkable story. And so I won't take back what I said about the Yankees not being that strong and not having that strong of a pitching staff. But as long as it's rolling and as long as it's working, you got to give them credit. And I'll reiterate how amazing this AL East race is and how amazing it's going to be down the stretch. It should be a lot of fun. Toronto doesn't look like they're going to factor in too much. It looks like it will be a three-team race between Boston, New York, and Tampa Bay. But what's really interesting about this race is the fact that all of the teams have weaknesses. I still think the Yankees are pitching way over their head. This staff on paper, if you want to count Chamberlain as an ace already, we'll go ahead and do that. Pettitte is a good pitcher, not a great pitcher at this stage in his career. Mussina's pitching great, but again, I don't know how long that's going to last. Ponson will implode. But the Yankees also have Phil Hughes and Chinming Wong coming back, and they still might make an impact on this lineup. Chinming Wong, of course, is one of the winningest pitchers over the last 4 years in Major League Baseball. And Phil Hughes, despite the fact that he struggled, is still a very talented young pitcher. And they actually found that his eyesight is a little off, and when he returns, he's going to do so with glasses, and that should be interesting to see if it has an effect on his game, if he could find the strike zone a little better now that he can actually see it. But I still think the Yankees are pitching above their heads. You look at the Red Sox and the drama they're having with Manny Ramirez right now. Some people are saying they're looking to trade Ramirez because they're sick of the whole Manny being Manny thing, and they feel that Manny is tanking games because he wants a larger salary. You look at Tampa Bay, they're still a young team. They've got great pitching and their offense is looking good, but they still are a young, inexperienced team. And they lost 7 games in a row and started to look human again. And now the question is, with Boston and the Yankees both breathing down their necks, can they really play better baseball down the stretch against these two proven juggernauts to win this division or to win the wild card? It's tough to say. It's going to be a very, very tough road for the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's going to be a really interesting battle down the stretch because all three of these teams are capable of not only winning the division, but winning the AL, and all three of these teams are capable of imploding too. So it'll be really interesting to see which of the three will win, which of the three will implode, and which team will be the odd team out. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. On that note, I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. You can, once again, always email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or leave a comment here on the page. Thank you for listening. That's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.